Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
The Big and Lazy Podcast. Of course, I'm Big, and we're doing something different today. We got a special guest, a return guest, and she's going to help me co-host. We got Tony.
Tony Angels. What's up, y'all?
Of Mink Brazilian Hair, and we got a special guest, Tamara C.
Hey.
The owner of her own coloring book and many other...
many other adventures is coming on the way, but the coloring book is her soulful shading.
Okay. Where can I get that at?
It's available on Amazon.
That's dope. I appreciate y'all stopping by.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Now, I was excited when you said, oh, do you want to host? I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. We always try and, you know, reach out, you know what I'm saying? And you was the support you gave us was crazy. Like, ah,
you're welcome.
I appreciate that. Like, that's how you do it right there.
I'm real big on, like, support, especially when someone is, you know, putting me on a platform to support me and giving me the opportunity to talk about whatever it is that I want to talk about, my business, you know, what I'm going through with life, you know, because we talked about a lot that day. So
we
I
did.
Appreciate that.
That's dope.
Did you sit down and you said you were sitting down and watching it with your kids? Did you watch it?
No, I did. You know, when it... on YouTube, because they was waiting for it. Mm-hmm. And I had went through their phones and saw where they had looked up Big and Lazy. And I'm like, dang, how they know? You know, these kids find out everything. And I was like, here, no, y'all can't watch it yet. It's not finished. So they haven't seen it. Because you know that I had talked about me being shot. And mm-hmm. I said they don't know nothing about it. So they still haven't saw it. They haven't seen it. So when I told them, you know, don't watch it, they haven't watched it.
And that's what's up.
Yeah.
Like, how was it getting on with Amazon? Like, cause I'm an avid Amazon shopper. Like, how was that process?
I'm not going to lie. Getting stuff on Amazon is hard. It was a whole process. You have to, it's called KDP. Mm-hmm. So you go through KDP. It's a part of, like a third party part of Amazon. I created it by like just getting some pre-made images, but I also created some images on my own, and then I put them all throughout the coloring book. And when I uploaded it to the KDP, I kept getting flagged. Like, they kept saying like the sizing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would say that like the trim of it, like it was just all types of stuff that I had to do to get them to approve it. But I had to do it at least 10 times before they actually was like, oh, okay, this is cool.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
What you mean by the sizing? Hard. Like the...
So, it gives you like a, kind of like a rubric
mm-hmm.
of like the dimensions that you're able to use. And I wanted my coloring book to be a little bit bigger so people can have space to, you know, like to just color.
Mm-hmm.
And to have space to just, you know, mess up a little bit or whatever. And they was just giving me a hard time with the size that I had chose.
Yeah.
So if I think if I would have went a little bit smaller, I wouldn't have had as much trouble. But just trying to fit it into the dimensions that they had gave me was a little bit hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope. Like, when you told me you had a coloring book, I thought you was trolling me. I'm like,
nah.
That's dope. Like, what made you do, like, because you see, you don't see that every day, like, people making coloring books at all. Like,
I have really bad anxiety. So just getting in the mode of, like, just finding new things that, would help with like my anxiety and just getting myself more calm mm-hmm. in moments where I felt overwhelmed or misunderstood or anything. Like, this is just my space to zone out. So I was finding like a lot of coloring books that I liked, but there wasn't too many where I was like, oh, this one is really nice, or this one is really nice, but it's missing this. So I just decided to create my own so I could be able to have something where I don't feel like I'm missing anything. Like, I have all the things that I need in one.
So, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I think, have you ever looked into seeing if your coloring books is maybe, you know, insurance approval, like for, you know, kids or even adults that have a... kids that have an IEP or intellectual disability, mm-hmm. or adults that have, like, you know, an intellectual disability to work,
right.
You know, insurance will pay for something like that, mm-hmm. or they could, like, you know, seven counties or other places that offer, you know, like the Michelle P. waiver. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but well, the Michelle P. waiver is for adults that has intellectual disability, mm-hmm. And it's basically, it's, you know, it's offered through your insurance, but you have to sign up for it. Once you get, you know, on the waiting list and they like, hey, you know, they have so many services for, you know, people that deal with anxiety, deal with like all different type of stuff, mm-hmm. Autism. And, you know, that can be something great to look into.
Yeah.
As far as like them purchasing a whole lot of your books and then they handing them out to, mm-hmm. you know, those, adults with intellectual disabilities or the children that mm-hmm. has some type of disability. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
So technically my coloring book is for adults because that's what I had made it for. But like there's nothing in, like inappropriate in it at mm-hmm. all. Like there's no curse words. There's no like nude images. There's nothing yeah. like that in it. So I just wanted to advertise it to adults because, you know, we have a lot of hobbies as kids that we forget about as adults because we got to pay bills, mm-hmm. raise kids. Yeah. And just have, like deal with everyday life. So I just wanted something for adults that was similar to me almost.
Yes.
So that is definitely something I'm going to have to look into yeah. because it's not something that I've thought about. But I recently had an event with a guy over in Indiana and also with Koi Wine. Mm-hmm. So we did like a color and sip. So people were able to purchase tickets and they came out and they were able to color.
Okay.
But we're going to be doing more of those events. And the place is called Kayomi. He's really affordable, by the way.
Okay.
But mm-hmm.
That was over in Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It was dope. Yeah.
It was really affordable and the place is really nice.
It so, was. It was.
Yeah. It was a nice mm-hmm. little turnout. A lot of people showed up. I was nervous. Like I said, I had really bad anxiety. I didn't know what to expect because yeah. it was my very first time stepping out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So... like I said, it's just something I have to look into. Some people that were there contacted me about doing, like, some events at U of L.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been solidified or anything just yet, but it's been in the works. So, yeah, just trying to figure out, like, where to go with it yeah. and how I can continue, like, the momentum of it without just being, like, the holidays passing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's a really great idea because I worked in the field with kids and adults with mm-hmm. that dealt with intellectual disabilities. And
mm-hmm.
I know I'll like a lot of the services that they are offered, and, you know, a lot of things that they do need that they are not offered as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, like I said, seven counties are different family home providers. They just looking for different stuff to help,
yeah.
you know, those individuals. So I think it would be something great for you to look into.
I definitely agree because yeah. I used to work with, what is the word I'm looking for? Disadvantaged teens.
Mm-hmm.
They was just bad as hell. But
yeah,
they was bad as hell. But they was cool. But a lot of times they get forgotten about and people don't think about. Yeah.
Was it like orphans?
No, I used to work at Our Lady of Peace.
Okay. Okay.
Previously, before I got my my current position.
Mm-hmm.
So I still work with special needs adults, but mm-hmm. it's just a different field. But like I said, most places are forgotten about and nobody yeah. really thinks about services or even products to bring to them and advertise because it's just a forgotten about community and it's not something that people truly want to go out on a limb for
mm-hmm.
because it's just such a hard time working with that community because it comes with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Like, was it hard, like, working with, you know, like they say that forgotten, like, on holidays, like, you seeing, like, you know, the kids say, like, was it hard, like, seeing the, I ain't gonna say the kids not being wanted, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I'm not gonna say it was hard to an extent. Because some of the kids were there because of their own choices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because, you know, as a child, you're just thinking like in a child's place and it's all about you and you're not worried about anything else. And some of them were really privileged. So some of the people that I work with, it wasn't always just like disadvantage. Oh, they have such a traumatic story and they're here. Nobody cares about them. But it was a lot more individuals that were there that did not care about anybody else outside of themselves. And it was hard getting them out of that way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I could say that was really like the problem because they were getting in their own way a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to want the help if you're actually going to be like in those type of environments. And some of them didn't. So.
Yeah, they're still young though. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Hope it ain't too late when they figure it out. You know what I mean? But, you know, I remember being 17, 18. I wasn't no problem child, but you can't tell some people nothing. You know what I mean? Especially if
And see, I relate to them because I was a problem child. Really? I got in a lot of trouble growing up. I got in a lot of trouble. But it was just because I felt misunderstood a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I would try to have those conversations with them from like a, not from an adult looking down on you perspective, but I've been in your shoes and I know where you're going. And that ain't what you, like, that's not what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get to where you like truly want to go in life, or if you even want to become something, your mindset is going to have to shift. And it would go in one ear and out the other. But like I said, they kids. But mm-hmm. you have to want help if you're gonna be in those type of environments. But
yeah.
You only can help somebody. That's in life, period. Adult, you only can help somebody that didn't want to help himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can say lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You said, mm-hmm. I didn't know you worked in them. You said you work in the medical field?
I'm a certified family home provider.
Okay.
Where adults with intellectual disabilities can stay in my home, or I can offer respite care.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I worked in a lot of fields. I got my hands in a lot of things.
So how did you,
go ahead. I PRN'd that, though. Now I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what was your ask?
How did you go about finding that? Or how did you come about that position and, like, getting the qualifications for
okay.
it?
Okay, I did this, like, maybe back in, like, 2016.
Mm.
And how I went about it, I started working for a healthcare provider and started taking care of elder people. And then, you know, I'm a research type of person, so mm-hmm. I like to see, like, okay, what's bigger than this? Or what's, you know, a little higher than this to where, you know. So I looked up a few places, and I got on with a few places that because of my experience in the medical field. And then one place, it was so crazy that when I got on with them, like, they was like, okay, we need you to do all these modules, take all these classes. And I remember I was up one day, and I had to do like 80. I did like 80 modules. I didn't have to do it that same night, but I did it. And I had to do like, I did like 80 modules in one day. And then like the next day I had emailed her and I was like, okay, I'm finished with
modules?
My module. 80
modules.
Modules
is a lot.
When I tell you I was up. Because I was just like so determined to do that. And I know what, you know, what it brings far as, you know, besides the money, but like just far as the experience. So I was just so mm-hmm. determined and dedicated to do it. So I did 80 modules in one night. And so the next day I emailed her and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm done. It shouldn't be no more than this. Oh, no. She was like, okay, well, I'm going to open up some more. It was like 100 more. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Damn.
And I just kept going. So I had to, of course, go in and take actual tests. And they had an instructor going over some things with me. And then I took the test. And because you have to take a medication administration test, you have to go through the little class. And it's not a, you know, it's not a, like a couple of day class, it's just that same day. And so I had to do medication administration. And then I also had, you know, me being a foster parent, I had that on my background as well. So a lot of things that was required, I already had mm-hmm. as well. But so it's just a whole lot that, it's not a whole lot, but
maybe. It sounds like a whole lot.
But it kind of is a whole lot. But I felt like the speed, I'm the type of person, like, if I want to do something, I want it to happen. I want it to keep going. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do something this week, and then I got to take a whole week off and wait for the next class. Like, I want it to keep rapidly going so I can get it done and over with. And luckily, like I said, they was on that. Like, they was just, I was going through it. They was like, oh, yeah, you working so fast. So they was on it. They was, here's the next class. Here's the next class. And I just got done with it completely. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I looked up, I'm like, dang, I did all those modules. But it is worth it. So, because after that, like, you get DDID is state to mm-hmm. them for the adults with intellectual disabilities. And you know, once you do that and once that's on your resume, like, you don't have to, you can go through any company. You can be, like, certified. You certified as a whole, but you can be with a whole lot of companies at once. Mm-hmm. So you're not bound to just that company that you just took all those tests and modules for. Like, you can be with them, be with this person, and you can have different adults, young or older, living in your home.
Yeah.
Through different companies, just as long as you, of course, you have the space for it.
Yeah, I try to get into something like that, but like the medical foster home for the veterans. But mm-hmm. my mama was like a conflict of interest. We went in them together because she worked at the VA, so they said we couldn't do it. Like, so that shot
on. Dang,
yeah.
Is but, it because she worked there?
Yep, conflict of interest. Yeah. Before we go on though, subscribe to us. Follow if you see this. Follow, subscribe. Big and Lazy Pie. We on Instagram. We on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. The whole nine. Follow us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everything. Everything you can find podcasts, click, like, and subscribe.
Big and Lazy.
But I'm going to ask you, you say you dealt with anxiety. What does anxiety, because, you know, what does anxiety, like, look like? How does it feel like? Because it ain't always, you know, just, you know what I mean? It's different types of anxiety. So, mm-hmm. like, how was...
Yeah, it looks different on everybody. Personally, I overthink. I can overthink myself into not doing something. Like, I can overthink myself into a bad mood. But, like, let's say I had to be at work at noon. I'm overthinking, like, okay, I got to get this done. And I'm overthinking myself into, like, such a frenzy that it's, like, now, like, I just want to sit down. I'm overwhelmed. I done overthought myself, like, the whole process, even getting to my job. I'm overthinking just driving. It's just, it sounds crazy. But just genuinely, like, racing thoughts and constantly feeling like you're on the go. And I don't know. I feel like mm-hmm. I could have been running a sprint.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I had to take a step back and, like, really acknowledge, okay, like, this is something I'm really struggling with. There's no reason why I should be overthinking the way that I am. So I had to start, like, doing coping mechanisms. I even sought out going to therapy. But coping mechanisms that helped me were, like, just journaling, just some of the things that I was thinking about, also coloring, and just simply, like, having some self-care, like, whether that be going to go get my lashes done, whether that be going to go get my nails done, just something that was truly helping me in those moments. Because I had went through, like, a few traumatic situations, like, back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
So it all had piled up. So when that pile up happened, I had to do something about it. I couldn't just keep sitting in the overthinking and the self-doubt and whatever else. But it's basically just, like, overthinking for me.
Okay. Do you deal with any anxiety or any?
I know they say anxiety comes, like she said, in different forms. Like, it doesn't always have to be, like, you having, like, an out loud anxiety. Like, mm-hmm. it can be, like, I heard, my doctor had told me, she told me that I have anxiety. And I was just like, huh? I said, I don't, like, be, you know, sweating and just heart yeah. racing and stuff like that. And she was just like, she said, you know, that's not just anxiety, just mm-hmm. that. And because she had asked me if my heart beats real fast yeah. just out of nowhere. And she said, that's a form of anxiety. And yeah. I did not know that. But I do have a lot of moments where my heart's just racing. Mm-hmm. And I don't sometimes know why it's racing like that. Or at that moment, at the time, I could be, like, under stress. Or, like she said, just overthinking. I'm a very overthinker. And I'm trying yeah. to work on that. So I feel like that may... affect or play a big part in, you know, my anxiety when my heart just start racing and racing and racing.
It's really bad on you, though, like, as a person, because your heart beating that fast constantly. Like, even if, you know, you go out in public and there's a big crowd and, you know, you get anxious in that moment, it still takes away years from your life. Yeah. I didn't know that until I had done more research after I had got diagnosed with anxiety, just like how severe it could be. And I was like, okay, like, something has to give. But back to the question that you asked just about the symptoms, like, it could be your hands sweating, like she said, your heart beating really fast, overthinking. It could even go all the way down to overeating, undereating. There's so many things. Like, having anxiety can also be, can trickle down into depression as well. But not wanting to get out of bed. Like, there's just so many different ways that anxiety can affect you. There's not just, like, one pillar of, okay, this is why I know you have anxiety. But typically, if you're having, like, racing thoughts, or if you're having trouble sleeping because of your racing thoughts, or you're constantly having problems, like, with your heart beating really fast, like, those are just typical signs that you have anxiety.
Yeah.
That I found.
Because mental health, like, that's kind of, like, been a topic in the last couple of years. And a lot of people, they use shrooms. Like, they microdose, like, that's shrooms to, like, battle mental fears. And like,
I heard that, but I never tried shrooms.
I've never tried either. I, personally, it's not for me. I just don't want to sit down and be, like, overthinking even more.
That's exactly what it does.
I'm already kicking my butt.
I don't see how that, like, I tried, like, little small little pieces, and oh, my God, like, you just speed up.
Small pieces?
Yeah. Because they gave me and Tajay, like 3.5 grams, like, a little couple strands. So I put, like a little strand on a taco, two little tacos, and I couldn't do it. They say you got to take a lot of them. I'm like, I'm not trying to, I don't want no drug or anything to give me some false reality. I'm seeing shit that's not there. Like, I don't.
They say that you're not supposed to do them.
In a bad mood?
You're not supposed to do them in a bad mood. You're not supposed to do them, like, in a public setting. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do it at home with people that you feel safe with. I used to date a guy that used to do them, and I don't know. I feel like that is extreme because it's just not, it's not for me personally. I don't judge nobody that does anything. But the stories that he would tell me, like, afterwards, like, after he would come down, I guess, I don't know if it's a high, but I don't think that I would want to deal with that.
How do you know if someone is on that? I never knew that shrooms
that people
do that.
Sometimes their pupils? Yeah, their pupils dilate.
I guess. Unless they have an extremely bad trip, I don't think you would know.
That is interesting. Then I'm going to be looking at people like.
My cousin.
I don't know people that do them, like, in public.
But my cousin, he said, he took it and did on a trip, right? He took it and went on a trip, and he had a family in the trip. And he, when he came back, he misses his family. I'm like, what the f-? Like, he misses his family that he was, because he took a couple of, and, you know, went on a bad trip. And he had a family in that realm or whatever he was in. And he said he misses that family. Like, he's still, like, I'm like, bro, he still takes him and trying to get back to this. So, you know what I mean? I don't, this is some wild.
They say that, like, it's supposed to help you heal almost. Like, it's supposed to help you, your anxiety, but it's also supposed to help you, like, heal through, like, traumatic situations. Because sometimes, I guess, when you have your trip, you can relive the things that you went through. But I feel like that's crazy because it's like you're putting yourself back in that traumatic situation. And granted, that is healing. But, like, you don't have anybody there else to guide you through that.
I never knew that does. That is really interesting.
It is. Like, that's
new for me.
I'm not into it. I don't know that much about it. I just know, like, bits and pieces. Because, like I said, I dated a guy that used to do them. And,
like, did he ever have any bad trips? Like,
yeah. He called one time. I went out of town with my friends. And while I was there, he called me. And he was like, I took some shrooms.
Yeah.
I'm kind of panicking because I'm out in public. And I don't know what to do. I'm not the person to call when you're going through that because I'm about to start panicking with you.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, what's going on? Do we need to call the hospital?
Right.
Do we need to call them people?
Yeah,
like, I don't know what to do. And he was like, you're not supposed to be, like, you feeding into it. I just need you to help me calm down. You called the wrong person.
Yeah,
call somebody that's experienced with that.
Yeah, don't call me. We stopped talking shortly after that.
I would have started praying. Okay, here, this is the only calm that I know how to get you to calm down.
Tried that. That didn't work. He said that I was overwhelming him and I was making it worse.
Oh my goodness. But
this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map. Yeah, buddy. Once you get in that rabbit hole, I ain't got nothing. Yeah, don't call me.
I don't got nothing for you. I'm already a panicky person. Why would you pick me to call? Mm-hmm. Like,
So are you single? Like, how is dating?
I'm single.
Like, how is dating in the 2024, you know, in today's... And you can answer too, Tony, if you...
I'm out of this one.
Okay. You're out of that one? Okay. Yeah. You just leave me solo? All right.
Leave out like it. Okay.
Right. She exited the conversation. Okay, yeah. Girl. But I feel like dating isn't as complicated as people make it, but it's very complicated. And it can get messy because Louisville is very small.
Mm-hmm. It is. I agree with that.
I had to take a break from dating just because I felt like I have a lot more that I need to be focused on right now, especially because I just released my coloring book. I'm trying to release some more products. Mm-hmm. I'm also trying to go back to school. So, like, all of those things, like, piled up, I just felt like I didn't have time. And guys, I hear often that they think that I don't like them because I don't always respond to text messages. I always don't answer the phone. If I don't feel like being bothered, I won't. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always get, I don't think that you like me, so I just quit talking to you. Okay. So,
yeah. But yeah, so if I'm texting a girl and she's not replying back to text and not, I would feel the same way. Like,
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I don't. Okay. It's just that, like, I don't care. And it's not to be rude, but it's just like, yeah. I'm single, so I don't have to text you back if I don't want to. I don't have to answer that call if I don't want to. I never told you that, like, I was trying to pursue a relationship. Mm-hmm. We just cool.
Yeah. I feel like that mindset, because I have been there before, and I feel like that mindset is just, like, you just really focused on you. And yeah. That's where a lot of that come from. Like you said, if you was trying to pursue anything or, you know, eventually be a part of something with somebody, then, you know, of course, your attitude and your demeanor would be different when it comes to talking to other people and everything. So I definitely understand it 100%.
Yeah. It's easier said than done. Like, granted, like, everybody wants somebody to go to, like, at the end of the night, but... I'm not in that space to where I'm able to cater to somebody else's emotions, worried about what they doing, who they could possibly be doing. Like, I just don't have time. I'd rather just stay to myself because, like I said, I just have a lot more that I'm trying to be focused on that I just need, like, my full attention to go to because I really wanted this year to be a lot different than previous years.
Yes.
So.
So, a couple months back, it was going viral that... A lady walked out of Cheesecake Factory. So, first date, and a guy pulled up the Cheesecake Factory. Y'all going in there? Y'all, is Cheesecake Factory a good first date?
I don't eat cheesecake. I remember I said I don't eat Cheesecake Factory. I don't like Cheesecake Factory. I think they nasty.
I don't care. If I like you, I'm going where you go.
I'm cool. But Cheesecake Factory, I just don't eat there, personally. But if I
it ain't all that. It ain't.
Yeah, it's not appealing to me. I went there a few times and I was just like, no.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
The menu's too big. They got too much. I don't. Mm-hmm. If that's a red flag in a restaurant. If you got too much, like, you got to shrink down that menu. Like, if you got too much to.
Yeah.
It can't, you know what I mean?
Because what are you specializing in?
You're right.
Yeah.
I guess cheesecake.
Right, that part. Yeah.
And then the girl that was like complaining about it, it just looked like she just didn't want to be there for real. Like, I feel like nowadays, like, people's standards are set so high that they, I'm not going to say they. I feel like women nowadays, their standards are set so high because of, like, unrealistic things they see on Instagram. And it's okay to have your standards, and it's okay to say, like, okay, this is what I want for myself, and I want my partner to have this. But sometimes it gets too extreme.
Yes, it does.
So why do you want her to take you to Chanel on the first date?
Yes,
like, I get it. Yeah. Like, you want that, but be realistic.
Yeah.
Get your head out the clouds, ladies. Like, you know.
But, I mean, if somebody want to take me to Chanel on the first date, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah. So, okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
On the first date, so are you obligated to, you know, have sex with him? Would you feel...
No.
If he take you shopping at Chanel, you...
No.
So you're just going to spend it, just...
I didn't tell you to do it.
That's wrong, though. If you take it...
It's not wrong.
If you're accepting...
What?
If you're accepting, you know what I mean? That's...
But...
It's two-way street.
Everybody has free will.
It is. Like, and I say fellas all the time, you got to stop putting yourself in that situation, fellas. And ladies, I think you should stop taking... If you're not interested in the guy, like...
You can be interested in the guy, but that don't mean you got to have sex with him.
Yeah.
And are you taking me shopping because you think I'm going to have sex with you? Like, is this something... If that's the case, then that's something that you do all the time, so you a trick, and yeah. you won't pussy.
He's a sucker. He's a certified... Yeah. I agree with you there, but...
I don't think... Okay. If a dude takes me shopping, I don't think that there's anything that I owe him.
On the first date, don't know.
On the first date, because I feel like now I feel like you love bombing me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love bombing. Oh my gosh.
What is love bombing?
Love bombing is dudes that sit up here and, you know, will text you. I write you all the time or whatever and be like, just, the moon is so beautiful today, like you. And
like they offer you the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Oh my gosh.
And just, They really sometimes do provide it, but, like, what is it underneath that layer that you hide?
Exactly. And they said that's a red flag.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10 is something, like, real bad. It's some bad shit that you trying to cover up.
Yeah. Like, he's a nut.
Like, it's just... It's just over-the-top compliments and just, like... Oh, my gosh. It's annoying. I do not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have been love-bombed a few times. And... I was very naive to it because I'm thinking in my mind, oh, he just liked me. This is why he's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand that, like, no, he's trying to buy your love or he's trying to cover up X, Y, and Z. But I don't know. I feel like on the first date, I don't feel like there's anything that you can't do with somebody. Like, if you want to sleep with them on the first date, by all means do that if that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like a lot of times a lot of stuff just gets misconstrued because I'm not expecting you to take me shopping on the first date, but if you decide to expect me to give you coochie.
Exactly. So that's where I'm at with it. Like, fellas, you got to stop putting yourself in that bad spot. And, like, you know, I don't know what to say, but I don't think you got to, like, a woman don't owe you nothing. You know what I mean? So if you want to spend $200-$400 on the first date, she don't owe you nothing. But I don't know. That's a different conversation right there. You got to.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, though.
I guess if you got it. I don't know. I'm poor. I can't speak.
If you got it.
Yeah. I guess I'm poor. I can't speak on rich niggas, man. I can't.
What do you think about, like, dudes that expect a kiss on the first date?
No. Mm. No.
What?
I ain't really of a kisser because people mm-hmm. ain't been to the dentist since middle school. Like, people ain't been to the, you know.
It takes me a minute to want to kiss somebody.
I think that is so gross.
It is.
It takes me a minute.
You have a lot of dudes that expect to give you the want a kiss on the first date.
Like a little peck on the cheek, that's cool. You can do that.
No, I'm talking about mouth to mouth.
Nah.
That's not sanitary.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's
but
not.
But then it goes back to some people are sleeping on the first date.
Yeah.
So whatever works for people, they hope it works for them. But I'm still single, so I can't give no advice.
I'm the same way. I
tell my friends the same thing. Like when they come to me with their relationship problems, I'm single. I can't give you no advice because I'm going to tell you to leave him every time.
Do y'all got that one friend to keep going back to the same?
Look, we never goofy, have to wake it up.
The goofy. Because I, you know, I do. You got the same. Well, no matter what you tell the dude, like, hey, bro, don't do that. Don't do that. He'll go do the whole opposite. I'm like, bro, I just gave you a spill on, you know, what do. So that's why I keep my relationship advice to myself. I just go with your heart and go with your gut. That don't ever.
See, my friends, I just like, I go with whatever they go with. Like, I don't never tell them, like, you need to leave him alone and this and that. Like, okay, if they say, I'm going to leave him alone. I'm like, okay, yeah, girl. Like,
leave
that nigga alone. But if they, like, you know, call me back the next day and be like, you know, we going to work it out. And I'd be like, okay, you know, I'm supporting whichever way. You know, like, whichever way that you know, I'm supporting you. Especially for my friends that been in their relationships for, like, a long, long time. And they actually have kids behind it. And, you know, so as long as, you know, which mental and emotional abuse, like they say, can be a lot worse than physical abuse.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But I just feel like as long as my friends is at a standpoint where they not going down no, like, you know, of course, no physical abuse, but, like, no depression, no type of, you know, mental and emotional abuse, and they feel like they strong enough to be there, you know, to handle whatever and, you know, go through, I guess, the relationship cycles that relationships go through, then, okay, you know, I'm supporting it, and I'm like, okay, I'm rocking whatever you rocking with, but me being your friend, I feel like you do deserve better. And I will tell my friends, no, baby, you deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to deal with that, but if that's what you choose to deal with, then okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like there isn't a fine line for me because at the end of the day, that's your life. You go do whatever you feel like doing. But it does come a point where you have to stop telling your friends your relationship business because you're going to continuously go through that pattern of, oh, no, I'm done with him. And you, in your mind, you might really be done with him in that moment because you're upset. But once you're not angry anymore, you're taking him back. And you done said all y'all dirty laundry to your best friend or to your homegirl, and everybody know y'all business.
And to the family.
So, so then it gets awkward because people feel entitled into your relationship and they feel entitled to tell you what to do with your life. So at some point you have to learn that, like, not everything you can share, because if that man is dogging you from A to Z and your family sees that you deserve better than that, or your friends see that you deserve better than that, they're going to tell you. And a lot of times girls get upset. Like, I'm grown. I could do whatever I feel like doing. And you can. But quit telling me if you don't want to hear the honesty that comes behind that. And that's the hard part as women in friendships that they have a hard time acknowledging. It gets crazy.
Yeah, it does.
See, I never had no issues like that. Like, my friends, they like me, like, I'm rocking with whatever you rock with. So I never ran into nothing like that where we get mad for what each other's saying about, like, nah, you don't need to do that. I never had any issues like that. But I have heard of other people going through stuff like that. But my circle is really, 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 really small. So maybe that's why.
But I also think it goes back to how you said, like, if it's leading them into a depression or if it's leading them into a downward spiral, if they're losing out on opportunities because of the relationship that they're in, I feel like that's when it starts getting messy and it's like, girl, you fucking up. And when you say that to somebody, it's kind of hard for them to take a step back and to acknowledge, yeah, I really am fucking up and I probably need to remove myself from this because it's unhealthy.
I didn't see a lot of women get railroaded by it. Niggas that ain't worth a quarter, bro. Like, God damn, like, I ain't got nothing invested in it, but just on the outside looking at it, I'm like, damn, you can do a lot better.
But it's a lot of times, it just goes back to mental health. Like, a lot of times growing up, they had the childhood trauma or their parents, one parent wasn't present or they were both present and their relationship was toxic. It could be a multitude of things of why, like, people decide to stay in a healthy relationship that goes into play. But I feel like
daddy issues is a real thing.
So is mommy issues.
Mm-hmm. And you can
and fellas too. And
yeah, that's men what I was about to say.
Like it goes both ways.
It's really bad in men. Like having daddy issues or even mother issues, even with, you know, your mom and dad being in the house.
Right.
You know, your mom and dad raised you and you still have those issues, and that plays up. I feel like it plays a big part of why some men are the way they are today, and they just so stuck in who they are and not changing for the better because they so stuck in, oh, this is how I was raised. This is the mindset that I was raised on. So I don't see that there's any change that needs to be happening. Well, no, you got to create your own mental foundation,
right,
and not go off of your past of what you see, what you heard, and, you know, X, Y, Z.
Yeah, because at some point you have to take responsibility for yourself and, like, the things that you've been through and take the actions to overcome that. Because you can't sit with, oh, my mom and daddy did this to me when I was 8. Like, at some point you have to be able to navigate yourself through those moments so you can grow and so you can change. It's because, like, we only get older. We don't get younger, even though I wish we could. But the older that we get, the more that you realize a lot of people are still stuck in what happened to them in childhood. And it's sad, but I mean, at some point, you gotta...
You know what I mean? You gotta man up, a woman, you know what I mean? And just understand that you had a rough childhood or this and that, but how long are you gonna use that as an excuse, bro?
As an excuse. Or even...
Or a crutch.
It's a crutch a lot of times.
Not even just them thinking about, oh, this is what I went through as a child, so this is my excuse on why I act this way. Like, I feel like people have let go of whatever they might have went through, seen, heard, experienced, or, you know, whether if it's major or something minor of what they went through as a kid. But I feel like that what they went through as a kid is why they are the way they are today. But they don't see that. They don't see that, okay, this is how I act. This is, you know, this is my personality. No, I don't sit here and think about my past. But they not realizing the way you act is because of your past.
Right.
You know, so when you throw it on them like that, they, you know, quick to get defensive, but they quick to get defensive and, you know, say like, oh, no, you know, like, I don't think about my past. So, yeah, you may not think about it. You may be healed. Mm-hmm. But your character is the way your character is, it came from your past. So you got to be, you know, you got to know, like, okay, I need to change this. And even if you don't feel like it's from your past, which 9 times out of 10, a lot of ways the people act is from because of their past, you got to be, like you said, woman enough, man enough to acknowledge, like, okay, this is wrong at the end of the day. Right. Wrong is wrong. Right. You know, whether if you can't sugarcoat wrong, you can't, as a grown person, make excuses for, you know, poor, bad decisions, poor behavior, and poor choices and everything. Like, wrong is wrong. There's no excuse for it. If you sit up here and, I was just rude to you. Hey, you was just rude to me. Or, you know, something like that. And if somebody brings that to your attention, that's not your, you know, your go-to of, you always rude to me. No. Acknowledge yourself as a grown person and... That's the only way you're going to change. If you sit up here and live your life off of basically how someone treats you every day or other people treat you out here in the world, and you live your life off of that being your demeanor on how you respond to somebody, you're going to always be a miserable, unhappy person.
You are.
Because then you allowing those people or that person to create an image of you, and their image is self-portraying on you now.
Yeah.
You know, even though that's already been your image, but like I said, as men and women, grown men and women, you have to sit up here and acknowledge, okay, I can't perform in that way. Mm-hmm. I can't act that way. I can't do this. I can't do that. And you got to be wanting to change your behavior. If you don't want to change your poor behavior, then, you know, you just got to step away, you know, from people that are trying to grow.
And you know what else I hate? When people, especially women, they blame they... They blame they bad personalities and bad attitudes on their zodiac sign. I hate that with a pat.
I've never done...
What? Because I'm this way because I'm a... Okay.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I don't do that. I hate when people be like, oh, well, I'm a such and such. I'm a Virgo. And this is, I'm just like, shut up with the signs.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
I'm a Gemini, but I've never thrown, they say we the worst sign. But I've never I'm a Gemini. It's whack. Like, I hate that. I hate that with a passion. So you're not alone on that one.
Okay, I agree with what y'all saying to an extent, but I do feel like your zodiac, if you look at some of the characteristics and how some people are, you'd be like, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense. Maybe this is kind of why you act the way that you act.
It may make sense.
But I feel like people use that as a crutch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it becomes a problem because at some point, okay, regardless if you are a Cancer, whether you are a Virgo, whatever it may be, y'all, like, you gotta take
accountability.
Take accountability and change, because you can't be set in your ways forever.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if you want like long lasting friendships, if you want long lasting relationships, because I'm quick to.
What sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
Everybody what month hates is us. That? This month
is it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's this month until March.
Okay. Oh, you got a birthday coming up?
Yes, my birthday is Thursday.
Okay, happy
early birthday.
Thank y'all.
How old you turn? You don't ask no more. I'm fucking wrong. I'm sorry.
I'm just playing. I'm turning 26.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, you said you had some products coming out. You want to get into that?
So I'm going to be releasing candles, a journal, and it's going to be in a like self-care basket, because I want my brand to be more catered towards self-care, just because mental health, like we've been talking about, is really like real and a lot of people struggle with it. So I want more products to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So the candle, the journal, and a body scrub is going to be included, and I'm gonna be releasing that on March 1st.
Okay.
And y'all can follow my Instagram page at Temple Allure. It's TempleAllure. Sorry, I just had to use my hand.
All right, do your thing. And what's the like type of candles? Like, you know, are they gonna be certain scents or certain?
It's gonna be one scent. I'm not gonna say just yet. It's gonna be in the description though.
Okay.
It's gonna be in the description.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all go get one.
I love candles.
Yeah.
I have a plug in literally in every socket in my house. Same. It smells like a.
The Glade?
Yes.
I got
the
Febreze.
In my car. The Glade Febreze, I got that in my them. Like,
I use the Glades all throughout my house, but I have candles burning. Like, as soon as I walk in the house, after I get done cleaning up, I light that candle. It's just natural for me, just because it's like a solidify. Like, oh, okay, it's towards the end of my day. Let me relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love candles.
I just like a lot. Like, I like perfume. I just like smelling nice things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves, too. I like to smell good. Like, all the... I hate when... Why you got some cologne on for? It's... Bro, because I don't like to stink, fool. Like,
exactly.
Stinking-ass nigga.
I don't know. I just like perfume, and I like cologne. It's just... Mm-hmm. It's just nice.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's just another way to take care of yourself, especially as an adult. You can't... Granted, like, in childhood, you're not walking around with perfume and stuff on. But, like, as a grown woman, I just feel like... Perfume, and as a grown man, cologne is necessary.
My really kids, I've been putting cologne on them since they was one.
For and real?
Really?
Yes. I play no
That's
games.
What's up.
Since they was 1 year old, I always put cologne on them, and they 12 and 15. And
they still wear it?
Yes. Period. Faithfully, every day of their life. You just got out the shower for the night. Did you put on cologne? And they putting it on.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like a routine habit, because I've been doing it since they were that young. But my mom did it with us, so I guess.
So it's kind of like a tradition that you passed down.
I'm going to give you a good scent. It's fairly cheap, too. It's called Mont Blanc Explorer. That's the thing. That's what I got on now. And pretty cheap. It's like $68 for the big bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best scents I got.
Where'd you get it from?
I got one from Groupon, and I got another one from Fragrance.net. Mm-hmm. They got them everywhere. It's like the alternate to Creed at Creed Aventus.
Okay.
Because I'm always trying to find, you know, save a dollar here and there.
I know, but that's right.
It's a lady that does candle wax, but she makes them in shapes of food. You seen her? I seen her on Instagram. Like, she makes, you know,
she
like...
She here in Louisville?
I want to say... I think she is. I was going to ask y'all, do y'all know her? Because I've been seeing on my timeline, like, she make, like... watermelon, but it's like
yeah,
a calorie.
I've seen where people make, I don't know if they like the person here in Louisville, but I have seen where they make candles that look too cute to light. You know? And they shaped in all different type of stuff, like
Fruit Loops and stuff like that.
Ice cream, mm-hmm. Fruit Loops, I've seen those
on TikTok.
Yeah, those is real nice.
Because I ran across it was like a little festival over in Shively, and by the library, and they had she gave me a card and shit, but I forgot. I would shout you out, but I forgot your name. I'm bigging you up.
You owe her a shout out.
I do, because like it smelled just like Fruit Loops. Then she had one to smell like breakfast. Like, it was crazy. Like,
you done forgot candles? That lady's Damn. Name.
Yeah.
She gonna get you. It's
Damn,
okay.
What is her name?
Who Let knows? It go.
This is a dope conversation. And I appreciate y'all stopping by. This is real dope. Like, no we gotta problem. Do this again sometimes.
No, we definitely gotta have a part two. I've loved the conversation. I really appreciate both of y'all just taking the time mm-hmm. to talk to me. Because like I said, I have really bad anxiety, but I've been really comfortable with y'all. So I appreciate it.
And we tell people that all the time. Well, he ain't mm-hmm. here, but we so easy to talk to and just, it ain't, you know what I mean? We just two normal guys.
What did I tell you? I was like, I'm scared to come
on. Yeah, that's when she first told me. Like, I'm scared. I'm like, man, we just
it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I came.
Is this your first podcast?
Yes, it's my first podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, though. I'll be back.
I appreciate that. You can pull a Tony, a co-host, one day.
Okay. I'm not trying to take your shoes, but...
I'm not.
So this is the Big and Lazy podcast, so y'all got to give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
Something good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroni, always. Like, real macaroni, not that Kraft shit.
The baked macaroni?
But
you got to give us, like, a restaurant, like, somewhere we can go.
Oh, okay. My favorite place right now is Dasha's.
Okay.
But I just had some really good tacos from Agave and Rye
mm-hmm.
on Barstown.
Yep.
They're
pretty good.
Lazy, like to watch.
Yeah, something to watch. Besides this podcast.
On right, besides platforms. The podcast.
Yeah.
I've been rewatching Insecure. That's kind of like my comfort show right now.
Mm-hmm. I heard good things about it.
You haven't watched it?
No.
I actually just went to a trivia night for the TV show. It was dope.
It was the comedy club?
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. It was over at Trouble Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a really good turnout. It was a lot of people there. It was the day before Valentine's Day. But I would suggest you watch it. Because now I'm looking at you weird because why haven't you?
I don't know. If everybody's on my timeline talking about it, I'm not watching it. Okay. I've been disappointed a time or two, so I'm like, okay. I'm cool. Never watched The Power. Like, I watched
I haven't watched that either.
You haven't?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. I watched the first three seasons of the first one, but I'm like, this is a fucking soap opera. Like, I ain't watched none of the Raising Canaan's. A little bit of Raising Canaan, but none of that Power book, none of that. I can't get into it.
I know what happened in Power, but I've never actually watched, like, actually sat down and watched it. I think I watched some bits and pieces, like, each episode of the first season, but I haven't sat down and, like, finished it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. What was the last question? I feel like I missed one.
You missed it.
Oh, okay.
I think something good to eat, Caribbean Kitchen, because that's what's on my mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
The dude last from episode, he said the jerk pasta, the jerk Alfredo.
I haven't had that.
And he said the Caribbean Kitchen out there, so I'm going to try it out.
On
second
Papa
person.
Level,
mm-hmm.
Yes, they are really good to eat.
Mm-hmm. They get good portions, too.
Mm-hmm. They do. I'm going to have to go get some when I leave here. Some good to watch. I love watching Raising Kanan. And the last episode was really good. Okay. Ronnie on there, I'm glad hopefully he don't come back from the dead. But,
Yeah.
What you mean pop up from the dead?
Is that the one that got killed? That's good.
Well, you know, one of them's Ronnie's brother. He killed his brother.
Are you giving spoilers?
No, because it's out already.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So Ronnie, he killed his brother. And his brother is the big, you know, street dude or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought he was dead. I knew he wasn't dead. I said, he is not dead. And so, I guess, Rocka, what happened? Somebody set him up. Ronnie ended up getting killed. And then the brother that supposedly got killed, he came back from the dead or wherever he was hiding at, and was he's back alive now. So, but they shot Ronnie in the head.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah, they shot Ronnie in the head. But, you know, like I said last time, I do like my Bad Girls Club. That's getting very interesting on the reunion show.
Mm-hmm. The baddies? So, the like what?
What's Bad Girls Club, Natalie Nunn.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
So she ain't on the bad. I don't really keep track of her. Like,
she's on there. But mm-hmm. Right now, they doing, well, they got another, it's a reunion show. And they have another episode coming out that's part of the reunion. So they done did three reunion episodes because that's how crazy it's been. But it's interesting.
I don't watch it, but I seen those clips of that one girl, Krishan's sister.
Yeah.
She's on there?
Krishan's sister.
And she told that girl up. That girl walked away looking like Barney.
I'm glad she did because I was sick of her.
For real. Face swole. That's why... Like, y'all be too pretty to be fighting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Well, y'all seen where on the other baddie show here in Louisville, they put out their little episodes of somebody fighting.
Yeah. I didn't see it. That was some wild shit right there. That was some...
They put out
some...
The 502 baddies put out some of them. They fighting.
People I just don't get the whole baddies. Like, I was... Mm-mm. The first time watching, I'm like, what? You know, I'm watching a little... You know how you fake watch? Well, y'all wouldn't know. Sometimes you fake watch with a female. I'm like, oh, turn it on. Like, ah, you know. I'm like, what's the point of this show? Like, it was the auditions. Like, I just on her fighting and arguing. Like, what is...
Right.
I didn't get it. Like, is it a prize or is it a...
See, I do feel like the actual Louisville baddies, is about, you know, women empowerment and, you know... I feel like they all really support each other in that group. I will say that much. But yeah, I really feel like they really support each other. I feel like if they get, you know, a few things together and get some things together.
Get a little organized, like
a little more organized. They really get there. But yeah, those girls as a group, as a whole, they really support each other. I will say that 100%. Yes.
I just grew up on the real Bad Girls Club with Tanisha. I ain't getting no sleep because of y'all. Mm-hmm.
With the beating and pot in the pans? Yeah. That's the last time I watched it. That was the last.
Yeah.
I used to watch those shows all the time.
Did you ever watch College Hill?
Oh, yeah.
I love College Hill. I watched it, but I don't remember nothing about it. Is that one where that girl got into that fight?
And hit her with the heel?
Yeah. Yep. And her whole face was...
I love College Hill.
Yeah, I remember that show.
What was your favorite season of? Cause I just started watching Atlanta again with Drewski and Ashley R. Like they was down in Atlanta. Drewski, he was a rapper.
Drewski, you talking about the funny Drewski?
No, not that Drewski.
I was confused.
OG, OG.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Do y'all find him funny, Drewski, though?
Yeah.
Yes, he's funny.
Did y'all see that viral thing that was going on when they was asking like who's funnier, Desi Banks or Drewski?
Yeah. That's crazy. He hasn't like been to like any like comedy shows or
who?
Drewski.
He went on tour last. Like he went on like a big
but
tour.
But he went on, but that was for his could have been records.
Yeah.
It wasn't like no comedy tour. Like it was just
that's one thing I can say.
Display could have been records.
Uh-huh.
And people come try out.
Now that I think about it, I really don't know how he blew up. I mean, I know he used to like do his skits and stuff on Instagram, and that's kind of how he got his popularity.
Yeah.
But I was kind of confused because they was talking about that as well because they was talking about how Desi Banks does stand-up and how a lot of Instagram comedians have transitioned into doing like stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew's the only one that I know that like he just hosts like concerts. Like,
right.
Well, I'm not going to say host concerts, but like he introduces the artists. Mm-hmm. And, of course, like, does, like, his little... But outside of that, I don't think that he does stand up, does he?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. I ain't never seen him stand up. Then you say that.
I never saw him do it.
But
he's funny, though.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
Funny.
Yeah, I think that could have been record
stuff. Yeah, I know he got a twin out here, too.
Who?
Drewski.
Really?
He has a twin?
There's a dude. It ain't really his twin.
Oh.
They not like biological brothers. But when I tell you, I wish I can find a dude's page.
Mm-hmm.
But... He looks identical to Drewski. It's crazy.
There's Blueface's baby mama.
not Chris Sean, but the they try to say that like him and I think it's so wrong. Like, leave that girl alone.
Yeah.
The girl Jaden, they always try to say that Drewski and her look alike.
Oh,
Desi's pretty funny. I've seen him like 4 times stand up. He's pretty funny. Like, I the little local
stand up.
I seen him twice down in Lexington, and he came here 1 time, so that's 3 times. But he's funny. I wouldn't go back and see him again. He's coming. I think he's coming in like April.
Mm. I wouldn't see Mike Epps again.
He ain't that funny at all. Not. I don't know. It's. I don't know. The last two times.
Are y'all going? He did the same stand up.
Are y'all going to Cat Williams this April?
I want to. My daddy just mentioned it to me the other day, and I was thinking about it, but he's taking his girlfriend. I don't want to be the third wheel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You found it?
I found them.
Let me see.
I found them. Don't he look like Drewski?
Ah, damn.
He liver?
No.
He do.
Don't play the sound. It'll mess it up.
Okay.
That is crazy. Was, he does look just like him.
He does. It was a pleasure talking to y'all. And how, where can they find y'all? Which I got up, you know, Instagram.
Well, of course, y'all know who it is. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Tony_Angels, or on Facebook, Mink Angels Brazilian Hair. Mink Angels Brazilian Hair. Check my page out. I'm always doing hair specials, wigs, bundles. Y'all already know.
A big and lazy discount code?
Huh? Ooh, I could. I actually do have my website that's being worked on currently right now. So, I could do a big and lazy discount code once I put my website out there for my girls to order.
Okay.
I know that's right, girl. But you can follow me on Instagram at Tamara_C or at Temple Allure. I previously said it in the episode, but if you missed it, it is TEMPLEALLURE. And Facebook at just Tamara Camp. And I'm on TikTok as well as just Tamara_C.
And just like that, _BFINES is my Instagram. Big and lazy everywhere you find podcasts. And we out.
Peace.
Big and lazy.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.